Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and you're listening to Texas Outdoor News, brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. And a whole lot more is we're rapidly leaving summer. I mean, we put July in our hip pocket. We're now just a few days over 4 weeks before hunting season. Your preparation ought to be stepping up to a higher gear. And for new hunters or young hunters and bow hunters, now's your time to get a hunter education course taken and your bow hunter certification. And to help us understand the rules and regulations, Texas Parks and Wildlife Hunter Education Coordinator Steve Hall will be joining us later in the program. And Steve's he's been with Parks and Wildlife for a while and good guy, and lots of great information will be headed your way. Plus, we've got some news. We've got the outdoor report headed your way. So I'm flying solo this week, so why don't you join me, stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. Yeah, it's Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and some friends for the Automotive Reporter. For over 13 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks, bringing you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations. Play the latest programs and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson flying solo this weekend, and I do appreciate you making this show a part of your weekend plans. Well, big sigh of relief for so many people is now all of the, both the Republican and Democratic conventions are over. And I don't know about you, but I got a headache after this week's event. Never heard so many fabrications, falsehoods in my life. And I hope that y'all are paying attention. For those of you that may be shaking your head going, no, Bill, I don't quite agree with you, that's cool. I'm going to ask you to be open-minded and do some research and listen to the other stations. If you're a CNN or MSNBC type person, listen to Fox And for those of you that listen to Fox, like I do, listen to CNN and MSNBC so that you're getting well-rounded and see what the other pundits are saying, and make an informed decision. You make an informed decision, hey, things will work out fine. The National Shooting Sports Foundation, I mean, this is the most critical election in our lifetime. It seems like we always say that, but when it comes to Supreme Court appointments and what's at stake, not just for the foreseeable future, but beyond that, because the impact these lifetime appointments will have on our nation, our friends at O.F. Mossberg and Sons have given the National Shooting Sports Foundation the largest donation to hashtag GunVote campaign that the National Shooting Sports Foundation has received to date, $150,000. And you can contribute to hashtag GunVote. You can download and post the hashtag GunVote icon on your website and link it to gunvote.org for more information. It's a good place to go and pick up information and see, you know, show support for the Second Amendment. Because if Massachusetts is any indication, our constitutional rights really don't mean anything. The gun owners from across the Commonwealth of Massachusetts traveled to Boston last Saturday to protest Attorney General Mara Haley's unilateral decision to ban previously legal modern sporting rifles. And more than that, she labeled copycat assault rifles, a move that turns law-abiding gun owners into potential felons. And National Shooting Sports Foundation obviously released a statement vehemently opposed to this action and is weighing legal action. All right. Here in the Lone Star State, we've got some news going on. We're going to talk quite a bit about fishing today before we get over into hunting. For those of you all that take advantage of the neighborhood lakes when they stock rainbow trout in the wintertime or channel catfish through the warmer months, Friday of this week, the last stocking of catfish occurred, and catfish stocking will resume in September once the temperature starts to cool a little bit. So this is just a reminder. But this weekend, plenty of catfish ought to be around, so get some of your stinky bait or night crawlers. Go out and try to catch you a mess of fish and have an old-fashioned fish fry. There's nothing like fishing with worms and going for catfish and even some panfish. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration projects that the Gulf of Mexico Greater Amberjack recreational fishery exceeded its allowable harvest. Therefore, the recreational fishing season will not reopen as scheduled on August 1st and will remain closed until December 31st. The recreational season will reopen on January 1 of 2017. For those of you all that are getting ready for hunting seasons, here's a suggestion for you. You might want to go visit our friends at Camping Max and stock up on some of their uber light sleeping bags. I mean, now these are lightweight bags. They're rated for 50 degree weather, so they're lightweight, perfect for Texas. And they're $25 each, big, roomy, and you know, perfect for, you know, if you can do a little backpacking, something of that nature. But you can check them out at Camping Max, two X's, campingmax.com for a whole bunch of great supplies and things that will get you equipped for whatever you might want to do. This time of year, we will be getting to the CCA Star Tournament leaderboard, and absolutely amazing some of the fish that have been caught at Poco Bueno tournament, big offshore tournament. Real Bounty, captained by Kirk Elliott, won that tournament. They caught a 406 blue marlin, and then they came back and bested that with a 547-pound blue marlin to win that division. It's going to be interesting coming up with the Legends Tournament the first weekend in August to see what's going to take place out of Port A. And for those of you all that follow the CCA Star Tournament leaderboard, you will know that I've been talking about how there is no ling that's been caught to exceed the 50-pound minimum. Well, that's based on those that are entered in the CCA Star Tournament, okay? Because at the Deep Sea Roundup held in Port Aransas recently, there was an 80.1-pound ling. That's the largest ever caught at the Deep Sea Roundup by Tommy Temple of Odom. He caught aboard Dirty Deeds with Captain Robert Elizondo at the helm. And 80.1 pound. But I'll give you a little heads up heading into this week's CCA Star Tournament leaderboard. Old Tommy, he obviously wasn't entered in the CCA Star Tournament. So congratulations on whatever you got at the Deep Sea Roundup. But as of right now, you missed out on a boat motor trailer package, my friend. Shame on you. And folks, don't go fishing. Don't go to the coast unless you are entered. All right. We talk about the tagged redfish. Well, there's some great prizes for folks that are catching the biggest of a species. And old Tommy caught him a nice ling. And he got his picture with it. But he's not going to get the boat. All right. Let's go to the CCA Star Tournament leaderboard. And in the Star Kids Scholarship Division, ages 6 to 10-year-old, $50,000 scholarship up for grabs. New leader for Flounder, Catherine Berta, age 8, caught a 5-pound, 1-ounce flatfish, and now is our leader. Rylan Bassick leads Sheepshead, 8 pounds, 12-ounce. And Ashton Summerall continues to lead the gaff top, 6 pounds, 5-ounce. In the Academy Sports and Outdoor Star Teen Scholarship Trout Division, ages 11 to 17, 6-pound minimum, $25,000 scholarship up for grabs. Upper Coast leader remains Dylan Balch, 7 pounds, 8-ounce. Jacob Guthman continues to lead the Mid-Coast with a 6-pound, 10-ounce spec. And Mitch Lissy remains our Lower Coast leader, 7 pounds, 9-ounce. In the Star Teen Scholarship Inshore Division, also kids 11 to 17 in this one, $25,000 scholarship. Cade Doogie continues to lead the Flounder Division, 5 pounds, 3-ounce. Sheepshead, listen to this. Brendan Cantu was our leader last week, 6 pounds, 5 ounces. But this week, three fish have bested it. Tyler Zarel is our second runner-up, 7 pounds, 2-ounce. Ben Abara is the first runner-up at 7 pounds, 8-ounce. And Becca Knight caught a beautiful 9-pound, 14-ounce sheepshead to lead that division. And interesting, and I wonder if they were fishing together, because all three of them, the new leader and the first and second runner-up, all submitted their catch to Marburgers there in Seabrook. So, all right, gaff top leader remains Jordan Sandow, 6 pounds, 5-ounce. In the adult speckled trout division, no change. Dean Hallwin continues to lead Upper Coast at 9 pounds, 9-ounce, and that is the big fish along the Texas coast right now. Thad Reichert is the Mid-Coast leader, 9 pounds, 1-ounce, and James Vaughn caught a 9-pound, 1-ounce trout as our Lower Coast leader. Matthew Bronstein is our Kingfish leader, 62-pound, 13-ounce smoker. And Shane Huff caught a 24-pound, 11-ounce Dorado. And that's our leader in that division. And that's a light fish for this time of year. And as previously mentioned, no one that's entered has caught a ling over 50 pounds. In the adult flounder division, Kenneth Leshberg leads the flounder division, 6 pounds, 6 ounce. Jerry Mills, 10 pounds, 5 ounce sheepshead. Folks, let me tell you, don't discount those sheepshead, big tug. These are some good fish that are being caught. And, you know, quite interesting that I see some similar names to the kids and the entry going to Marburger. So, yeah, they must all have been fishing together or in close proximity. Troy Summerall III remains our gaff top leader, 7 pounds, 8 ounce. And in the Texas Four Dealers Redfish Division, we have one winner. That's it. Jeff Myers is the only one that has been entered and now been certified as a winner. He's going to get the Ford truck, boat, motor, trailer package. Four additional folks caught fish and are ineligible for whatever reason. One of the fish that was caught by an ineligible angler was released. So if my math is correct, we should still have 57 redfish that are tagged, swimming around in and around places where you catch fish, and get out there and enjoy yourself. We've still got time. The Star Tournament runs all the way till 5 o'clock Labor Day Monday. All right, I'm going to take a break. When we come back, going to get into some more details with the Outdoor Report right after this.
America's best-selling truck, 39 years running, is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 39 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they will build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 39 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Here's to the winners in the 27th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit. Star features over $1 million in scholarships and prizes, all yours to win. Just ask Scott Hayofsky.
Truck, boat, motor, trailer. Four prizes in one. Thanks, CCA.
Or Wayne Grice.
I got this sheephead on my line, and now this boat's all mine.
Or Crystal Traybig about her prize.
That makes me the fishing queen.
And these are just a few of the big prizes from Tilson Homes, Capital Farm Credit, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Mercury Marine, Whataburger, Rio Ammunition, LP Building Products, Huff Power Polaris. Sign up at participating Academy Sports and Outdoors, local bait camps, and marinas. For information, watch ABC 13's Boat and Beach Report, Fridays at 11 a.m. Or visit startournament.org and sign up now.
Shriners Hospitals for Children offers life-changing care to any child, regardless of the family's ability to pay. When you donate to Shriners Hospitals for Children, you send more than money. You send your love to the rescue. I should know. My name is Carrie Holmstrom, and without your donations, I might not be walking today. Change the life of a child and make a donation to Shriners Hospitals for Children. Call 1-800-241-GIFT. That's 1-800-241-4438. And send your love to the rescue now.
It's time for the Outdoor Report, and tell you what, there's a lot doing. Here's a little economic update for you if you haven't followed it, but oil prices continue to slip. Now, I know that oil is a big part of our economy, and I know that there's people in the oil patch that are hurting right now. One thing about those folks is they're always resilient, and they figure out a way to cut costs and they come back, and hopefully things will improve for them in the not-too-distant future. But the reality right now is oil prices are about 20% below their 2016 high. And what does that mean for those of us that recreate outdoors and travel? Lower fuel prices. So get out before school starts and go take a road trip. Head to the coast, head up into the hill country, North Texas, the Panhandle, the Piney Woods. My goodness, we've got so much to see. Lakes are in great shape. And take advantage of some fuel prices that are coming down, because summer fuel prices have peaked and the prices are on their way down. All right, and when you go, you know, maybe you want to go to Big Friendly, Amistad Reservoir, where black bass fishing is good on watermelon crankbaits, spinnerbaits, and soft plastics. Channel and blue catfish are good on night crawlers, liver, and shrimp. Then we head to our power plant lakes, where Brawning and Calaveras continue to produce good black bass. Chartreuse spinnerbaits, watermelon soft plastics near the dam on Brawning, and crankbaits and soft plastics near the jetty at Calaveras. Coletta Creek Reservoir, black bass fishing continues to be good on green pumpkin soft plastic worms in 8 to 10 feet of water. Crappie remains good on minnows and blue tube jigs in 10 to 12 feet of water. And Choke Canyon Reservoir, everybody knows it's a great bass fishery, but the good bite this week is for channel and blue catfish on stink bait. And on Falcon Reservoir, black bass fishing is good on crankbaits, jigs, and Carolina rigged magnum flukes. All right. Then on Lake Brownwood, that is just a couple inches low now, but black bass fishing is good on chartreuse white spinnerbaits, soft plastic worms over brush piles in about 10 to 12 foot of water. Let's go on over to the hill country, Lake Buchanan. Black bass fishing is good on watermelon flukes, chug bugs, and 5-inch wacky sticks in Silver Creek in 5 to 15 feet of water early in the day. Looking at Canyon Lake, crappie are good on minnows and white tube jigs. Smallmouth bass are good on watermelon jigs and white grubs. Lake LBJ, constant level reservoir, black bass fishing good on chartreuse jigs and shallow running crankbaits early, and then watermelon tubes and Texas rig soft plastics fished along the shoreline later in the day continues to produce. Lake Travis, things have stabilized about a foot and a half low, but black bass fishing are good on spinnerbaits and shallow running crankbaits. To the panhandle, Lake Allen Henry, black bass fishing remains good early on topwaters. Later, got to watch your fish finder because fish are schooling underwater and can be caught on rattleback spoons in up to 50 feet of water. Don't think these fish won't go down and go deep to find that most comfortable layer, because they certainly will. OH Ivy, 34-foot low, but black bass fishing is good on weightless flukes, jigs, medium-running shad pattern crankbaits, and Texas rigs. And then we go to the Piney Woods, where best fishing on caddo is for crappie on minnows and jigs. You look at Lake Fork, where crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Lake of the Pines, black bass are good on hollow body frogs, topwaters, and Carolina rigged worms. To Sam Rayburn, where brim are good on night crawlers, catfish are good on trot lines and bait with live shrimp. And what else we got here? Oh, then we've got Lake Belton. Black bass fishing's good on soft plastic worms early in the day. And let's see if we got anything else that catches my attention as we take a look at these notes here. Lots of fair fishing, some lakes that are still holding some high water, and really we have not seen lakes turn on until the water has stabilized, okay? All right, so to the coast we go, where Big Lake and Sabine are seeing some good fishing on the lower portion. In fact, really, water has improved over both of those estuaries, and birds are working, shrimp are in, and fishing continues to improve. You can make a run out of the Cameron jetties or the Sabine jetties and go to the short rigs, where there's some good fish stacked up around the short rigs in 25 feet of water. Old reliable Captain Randy Foreman says on Sabine that the jetties are starting to turn on as well. Some hot baits around San Luis Pass, some good fishing for speckled trout and redfish, Bass Drop and Chocolate Bayou and Bays are the big story there. East Matagorda, Captain Trey Pry continues to put clients on excellent trout, as well as some scattered redfish. His hot lures have been the Unfair Lures Rip and Slash and Dog Walker. Captain Nathan Bebout continues to be spanking the fish, both in the bio, that's Cedar Bio, as well as in the surf. Alan Siffert, King Ranch Shoreline, continues to produce basically around 4 foot of water on some drifts, fishing those sand pockets. The land cut, both if you're making a run from the JFK Causeway or heading north out of Port Mansfield, tell you what, that has been phenomenal for, I guess, going on about 5 weeks now, and that bite continues. Finally, on the Lower Laguna Madre, Captain Hencho Gutierrez Jr. Said that South Bay has scattered reds, trout, drum, and snook hitting most bays. Trout are also good on the east side of the Port Isabel Intercoastal Waterway, hitting live shrimp under popping corks, gulps, and soft plastics. And the causeways are always a good bet. All right, let's check the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times as we say goodbye to July. Last couple of days, this weekend, Saturday is good. Sunday and Monday are two best days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of our coming week are all good days. Next Saturday is fair. Next Sunday plunges to poor. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from late morning until later in the afternoon. Thursday, Friday, we'll see a time shift occur with game becoming active from early afternoon until the early evening hours before sunset. Next weekend, the most active period will be from mid-afternoon until either side of sunset. On the coast, well, let's see here. This weekend, as well as Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Thursday's a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Friday, Saturday, and next Sunday are another trio of days with a double tide schedule. As I mentioned at the top of the program, hunting season's, the javelina season continues to run through August 31, and then we will reset for a new year. The countdown to September 1 continues with just a couple of days over 4 weeks away. Get out there and practice. We're going to continue talking about hunting after we come back from this break. Steve Hall, Texas Parks and Wildlife, Hunter Education and the Bow Hunter Certification Coordinator, will join us.
When it comes to rifle scopes, you get the most for your money with the all-new Zeiss Terra. When it comes to buying Zeiss, you get the most for your money at Carter's Country. The Zeiss Terra is the first mid-price rifle scope built to live up to Zeiss standards. All Zeiss Terra scopes feature one-piece construction, hard anodized surfaces, fully multi-coated lenses, and finger-adjustable windage and elevation, plus glass-smooth magnification adjustment with no change in eye relief. Carter's Country carries a wide selection, including the always popular 3-9, the 3-9x50, and the Reach Out and Touch Something 4x12x50 with a big light-gathering 50mm objective. All Zeiss Terra scopes carry a lifetime transferable warranty for the absolute best optical value for your money. Look no further than Zeiss Terra and Carter's Country. With four great locations in the greater Houston area, Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
The weather's warmed, winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, salooner and tide tables, as well as updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal let hunters know of off-season opportunities as well as how to improve one's skills. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. In an annual competition held by the Texas Outdoor Writers Association, no other publication can make a similar claim. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. So glad that you've joined me today. And it is group participation time, as we do each week. We ask you to gather around the radio and join us and say, "Hey, poor day." I tell you what a rocking time it is on Mustang Island. Port Aransas on Mustang Island, surrounded by pristine bays, estuaries, and the deep blue waters of the Gulf of Mexico, Port A is truly the fishing capital of Texas. Come fish, golf, and play Texas Island style. Tell you what, if you enjoy or are curious about offshore fishing, the big boys are going to be cranking up those big offshore battle wagons at the Legends Tournament coming up. You can go to the PortAransas.org website and check out dates of not only that tournament, but a whole lot of activities, plus a list of great restaurants and places to stay. Still got time. Talked about lower fuel prices. Get on down to Port A and enjoy yourself. Inshore fishing is phenomenal. Trout and redfish are some absolutely drop-dead gorgeous waters either side of the Corpus Christi Ship Channel right there at Port Aransas. And if you still need some more help when you're planning your trip, give them a call at 1-800-45-COAST. And when you call, be sure and say, "Hey, Port A." They love it. All right, from fishing the mid-coast of Texas, we're going to talk a little hunting and longtime friend and Texas Parks and Wildlife coordinator, Steve Hall, comes back to Texas Outdoor News. Steve, welcome back to the program. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, good. Thanks for having me, Bill. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. You know, in the brief hunting report that I gave earlier in the program, we're just a few days over 4 weeks from hunting seasons resuming, the fall hunting seasons on September 1, and, you know, people get a little bit older, particularly youngsters, and there's some of those that are going to need a hunter certification course. What's the rules and regulations, the requirements now?
Those that need hunter education in Texas are every hunter born on or after September 2nd of 71. That's our grandfather date. It's been a long-standing program since 1988, so hopefully people know about it. If they don't, then certainly they can go online to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website and get their questions answered in terms of, you know, the facts about hunter ed, who needs to take it, what options do I have, you know, in terms of course options, and then also options to go hunting without hunter education, which also exists for every hunter, both adults and youth.
Sure. The website is tpwd.texas.gov, and across the top, you'll go to the Hunter tab, click on it, drop down, and then you can select Hunter Education Course for just a whole bunch of information. Steve, we've got a bunch of people that continue to come into the Lone Star State from other parts of the country or the world, but those that live in the United States and maybe took a hunter education course from the state that they have just recently left. Is that something that Texas recognizes?
Yes, all states and jurisdictions, in fact, are reciprocal with one another. So if I took my course in California and I moved to Texas recently, certainly that qualifies as having proof of hunter education. And the main thing here is just showing that proof to the game warden while you're out in the field hunting. And again, that proof can come in many forms, whether it be a certificate from another state or a number from another state. But generally, game wardens are up on what other state, you know, cards look like and things like that. But in Texas, it's kind of neat. They also, the game wardens have the ability to actually check on their own phones, you know, whether you took hunter education in Texas or not. So They've got ways of determining it, and obviously their main goal is just making sure that people do take an educational course that at least teaches them some sense of safe, responsible, and ethical actions afield.
Sure, absolutely. Listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. If you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we're going to continue our conversation with Steve Hall, Texas Parks and Wildlife Hunter Education Coordinator, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Texas continues to grow. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Capital Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. But the job is far from over. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Today and tomorrow, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
We're talking hunting today on Texas Outdoor News, and there's no better place to stock up on ammunition or get that next firearm than one of the four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. And want to let you know that Carter's Country now has their online store available. You can go to carterscountry.net. Across the top, you can see a link that will take you to the online store. And you can also peruse the latest deals at Carter's Country. Better stock up on some ammunition, talking about September 1 coming. Start of hunting season, that's for dove and the estate game and target shot shells. This is the good stuff. Both 12 and 20 gauge on sale right now, just $5.97. For you rifle hunters, some easy plinking that will build muscle memory is to stock up on some 22 long rifle ammunition. This is target grade from Federal, low price, 325 round box, just $19.97. And besides firearms, Carter's got a great array of hunting products like Moultrie Game Cam. This is a 7 megapixel, 50 foot range. New price at $59.97. Just some of the great deals at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area, and now online, Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961. We continue our conversation with Steve Hall, Texas Parks and Wildlife Hunter Education Coordinator. Steve, I'm looking online at the information, and one thing that jumps out at me is we obviously have classroom courses, we've got online and field course and online only. But for me personally, anytime I take a continuing education to extend a professional license or take a course like the hunter education course, I get so much more out of going into a classroom and being with like-minded people and hearing their questions and the answers and the exchange. What's your thought about that?
Well, my thought is absolutely is that when you go to a class, and especially a field course, there's two huge advantages, and they're very obvious. One is skills training. In other words, you get to shoot a firearm, and while you're shooting the firearm, there's knowledgeable folks around you, especially the instructor, that are ensuring that you have proper muzzle control and all the kinds of basic things, you know, to stay safe. You're learning field skills like identifying vital zones, shot angles, shot placements, all the different things that are necessary not to wound animals either. And you can't get that online, in my opinion. And so certainly seeking out an instructor, especially a field course, is the way to go. And then secondly, and what you alluded to, is that when you're around like-minded individuals, that's actually where you can learn ethics. See, ethics are caught, not taught, and so you have to kind of be around a group of folks. It's just like church or anything else. You're around a group of folks, and you're trying to learn the rights and wrongs, and you assimilate that through influences of others. And you don't get that from a computer box or from a cell phone screen. You know, you really do get that from socializing with others, and the hunter ed experience does that for people in a basic way.
Imagine that. The personal interaction amongst people is still one of the best ways to learn.
Well, certainly learn the rights and wrongs, and you can argue that's a huge discussion outside of this, but certainly hunter education's strong point is that it actually introduces ethics to individuals at even a young age, where they start to talk about, you know, what are the right and wrong things to do outdoors. And if you think about something like sky busting, which is not illegal, but most people would say it's not only unethical, but it does wound animals. Of course it does. And
sure.
So how do you learn not to sky bust? Well, you have to learn distance judging, right? And that's not an easy skill. But that's introduced in hunter education, and certainly when you're duck hunting or something like that, or dove hunting even coming up, you really do need to know distances so that you don't take unethical shots.
Absolutely. Talking to Steve Hall, Texas Parks and Wildlife Hunter Education Coordinator, website, tpwd.texas.gov. Go to the hunting tab, drop down to hunter education. One of the other links there is hunter education frequently asked questions, gives you a good overview. And, you know, when my son came along to needed to take a hunter education course, I went back and took it again with him. Not that I wanted to, you know, be overbearing or anything, but just to share, sit in, get updated as to what's taking place with new regulations and new trends. And so really, education, you're never too old to learn, are you?
Well, in fact, the more you do that, the more you learn. But also, when you teach hunter education, you even learn even that much more. So if you become a hunter ed instructor, you actually you times that by 10, because we get to learn from you.
You must be reading my mind, because that was my next point, because I'm thinking about it now. I've gotten old enough, you know, kids are grown, and want to continue to give back, and I'm thinking about going in and getting certified as a hunter education instructor. For those that are like-minded like I am, what do we have to do to get certified to be an instructor?
Well, you start online there as well at our website, and it just says how to become an instructor, essentially. And you just go through those motions, and eventually you do two things that are in person or hands-on. And one is a game warden interview. That's a really good time to connect with your local game warden, meet him or her, and them to meet you, you know, because you represent the agency, and you'll have to work with them from here on out. So, and the other thing is an instructor training course, where we really try to introduce the hands-on approach as to how to conduct the proper live firing exercises, what should you use in a skills trail to really pique the interest and the fun and the excitement for students. So those are the two main things that you go through, and it's to pass on your knowledge and skills that you already have. And somebody like yourself, of course, with vast knowledge and skill, we'd love to have you as a hunter education instructor there, Bill.
Well, I'm seriously thinking about it. I will have to visit with you after the show see what my schedule is like and see about the opportunities of joining the ranks of instructors. For the courses, you also have the classroom resources that are available, and I guess a list of upcoming classes that will be held around the state?
Yeah, there's two main formats, a classroom-style course, which is mostly places like, you know, Cabela's, Bass Pro Academy, all the different retailers tend to host those types of courses, as do the agriculture science teachers in the schools. So if they're a high school student, just take ag science and you'll get your hunter education there. That's about 18,000 students annually. But then there's the field course or experience, and that's preceded by an online requirement. So you click on the two free online courses that we have at our website, go through those, and then go take a field course. And those lists of field courses by city and by date, just like the classroom courses, are all online.
All right, before we run out of time, because we've carried on about the hunter education, what's the deal on bow hunter education?
Same requirement, but in Texas it's voluntary. So, except for the Hagerman National Wildlife Refuge, but it's mostly for those 12 states and two jurisdictions and provinces that require bow hunter education. And so, mostly those are out of state bound hunters that we get in bow hunter education. And there, you know, there's some offered. The best way, if it's not near your city or at a time that's convenient for you, give us a call, and then we try to mobilize bow hunter ed instructor to set up a course in your area and then recruit to more students to try to get a little bit better number of attendees.
Sure. You're talking about the 12 states that require it outside of Texas. So many of us head out west to the high country to big game hunt, elk, mule deer, other species. I'm assuming, are they some of the states that require the bow hunter education?
Well, the most popular for Texans has been Montana and Alaska.
Okay.
Certainly Idaho and Nebraska and some of the others. But places like Colorado require hunter education, but not necessarily bow hunter education if you're a bow hunter.
And if memory serves me right, that's what caught me when I started big game hunting, because I think their requirement and their date is if you're born after like January 1st of 1949 or something like that.
That is correct. They've modified that slightly, but yes, that's basically correct. And of course, the reason hunter education was started in Texas in 1970s was because of the Colorado law, not because of the Texas law, which passed in 1987.
Yeah, we do tend to travel a bit, don't we?
Well, I looked at the recent enrollees of Colorado hunting licenses from Texas. It's over 10,000. So
yeah. Well, I tease my friends in Colorado and parts of the eastern two-thirds of New Mexico that anytime I show up there, I'm proudly reclaiming a part of the old Republic of Texas.
Yeah.
Our guest.
The same when I go back to my home state of Colorado.
There you go. All right. Our guest today has been Steve Hall, Texas Parks and Wildlife Hunter Education Coordinator. Go to their website, tpwd.texas.gov. Steve, as always, appreciate you being a guest.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you having me.
All right, folks, stick around. There's still more of the show headed your way.
You get 12 people around a table, and you'll have 24 opinions. That's just the way folks are. We've each got our favorite parks, favorite bars, favorite barbecues, and we're not exactly shy when it comes to our opinions. However, this year, the Texas Auto Writers Association got together at the Texas Truck Rodeo and agreed on not one thing, but several things. The Jeep Grand Cherokee Summit 4x4 is the midsize luxury sport utility of Texas. The Cherokee Trailhawk is the compact SUV of Texas. The Renegade Trailhawk is the compact crossover utility vehicle of Texas. And the Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon Hard Rock is the off-road utility vehicle of Texas. It should be no surprise that all it would take was a few Jeep brand vehicles to impress a table full of Texas auto riders. See the most awarded SUV lineup in Texas at your local Jeep dealer. The Jeep brand lineup has received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV lineup. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
Ah, yes, we are the NRA, and it is time for the outdoor calendar. Lots of banquets coming up. The Rice Belt chapter of Ducks Unlimited on August 3rd will have their banquet in El Campo. For information, 979-541-6152. August 4, Allen chapter of DU banquet in Allen, 214-770-3551. The Fayette County Ducks Unlimited fundraiser also occurs on August 4 in LaGrange. Information, 979-639-1329. Great event coming up in four locations, August 5 through 7, the Fort Worth Convention Center. Hunter's Extravaganza comes calling. For more information, go to huntersextravaganza.com. August 6th, the Lee County Bull Busters. Boy, what a tongue twister. Lee County Bull Busters chapter. Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet in Dime Box. 979-366-9366. August 6th, the Santa Fe chapter of Ducks Unlimited's fundraiser in Hitchcock. For reservations and information, 979-541-6152. And when you get ready to go, why don't you go in your brand new Ford truck? Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. When I bought my new Ford truck, I also kept my old one that's still running great with over 385,000 miles. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 39 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Ford trucks have once again been voted the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. Roomy, stylish, great attention to detail with a variety of power options are all reasons Ford F-Series continues to set the standard by which all others are compared. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means. All right, you ready for hunting season? If not, head on down to one of the four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Maybe you need a new rifle. Always use a new rifle. Ruger American Rifle, calibers 270, 308, 30-06. Best value, $399.97. Going to do a little tight quarter brush hunting in, say, the Piney Woods. Marlin's 336 scope combo. This is 30-30, right or left-handed, $499.97. If you're looking for a good over and under, I'm talking about an affordable, the Legacy Sports pointer field over and under with five choke tubes, 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and 20-gauge youth model, $599.97. And then if you're looking for a AR, Bushmasters with a red dot optic, $679.97. Just some of the great deals at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961. Want to thank our guest, Steve Hall, Texas Parks and Wildlife Hunting Coordinator, for joining us today. Go to their website at tpwd.texas.us and check it out. Get some information on the hunter education and bow hunter certification. Remember, Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. I'm Bill Olson signing off. Y'all have a safe week so you can join me again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.
Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.